It's time for the children to come down for a children's sermon. So if you come right up here. Looks like the kids are already up here for the bells. How many of you have heard the story about Cluck Cluck the chicken that was in the news about a month ago? Any of you heard that story? You didn't? Okay, I got to tell you the story about Cluck Cluck. Now, this happened in Alma Center, Wisconsin. There was a farmer there named Mr. Kruger, and he had some chickens. And one of the chickens was different from the other chickens. This chicken was, it had a deformed leg and a foot, and it walked funny. And the other problem with this chicken is she didn't really lay many eggs. Now, do you think that made Mr. Kruger happy? You think? No. Farmers do not like to feed and house chickens that don't produce. And this was not a producing chicken. So Mr. Kruger didn't really think very highly of this chicken. And maybe she knew it. Because one day, she took off. She escaped. She flew the coop. She left. And she started cruising the neighborhood. And the neighbors found her, Mr. Maroska, found the chicken, and he brought his wife, and they said, "Look, oh, the poor chicken, she's got a broken foot. Oh, she needs help." So they went, and they got the chicken, and she's a very vocal chicken, so she didn't really want to be caught. She's, and they got the chicken, and they said, "Oh, she's a poor thing, she needs help. Where'd she come from?" Well, she probably came from Mr. Kruger's. So they called up Mr. Kruger, and they said, "Hey, we think we got one of your chickens, and she's got a broken leg, and she needs help." And he says, Oh, yeah, I thought I didn't see her in the coop. Oh, no, she doesn't have a broken leg. That's a deformed leg. That's my chicken, all right." And they said, "Well, do you want us to bring her to you?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, bring her over here. We'll skin her up for you. You can have her for dinner." And they're like, "What? Really?" And he's like, "Yeah, she's not worth anything to me. You know, it's either your dinner table or mine." And they said, "Well, we can have her?" And he's like, "Sure, yeah, have her." And so they thought, oh, and they looked at Cluck Cluck, and they named her Cluck Cluck. And they said, "We can't kill her. She's so cute, and she's got a bum leg." And they wanted to make her part of the family. So Mr. Morowska went to Home Depot, and he bought a lot of material, and it cost a fortune. And he built this coop in the back. But you know what? In Wisconsin, it gets really cold in the wintertime. So when the winter came, his wife, Susan, she said, "You know what, honey, you built a really lovely coop, but we can't keep Cluck Cluck out there. It's getting too cold. She's going to freeze." So they brought her in the basement, and they kept her in there with the two cats. Well, one day, it was 2 days after Christmas. Now, this Christmas was on a Tuesday, so this was Thursday morning, and it was just after 6 o'clock, and something was bothering Cluck Cluck, and she was making a racket. She was, "Bah, bah, 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 bah," and she was ruffling her feathers in her cage. And it woke Susan up, and she's like, "What is going on with Cluck Cluck? Maybe the cats are harassing her, or there's another animal in the house or something." So she got up, she went in the basement to see what was wrong. Now, Mr. Maroska, he sleeps through anything, and he didn't even hear Cluck Cluck or anything. But when he noticed when his wife got up, he's like, "Oh, I better get up too. What's going on?" So they both got up and went down, and guess what they found? They went down to the basement. Their garage was on fire, and it was all in flames, and it spread to their house, and their house was on fire. And they grabbed their coats and their shoes, and they ran out of the house, and they called 911, and the firemen got there, and they said, "Is there anybody in the house? Is there anyone that could have come in the middle of the night or something?" They said, "No, we just got a chicken and two cats in the basement." So the firemen rushed in there, they grabbed Cluck Cluck, they grabbed one of the cats, and they couldn't find the other cat, and they ran out, and the house burned down. And the firemen told the reporters, they said, "You know what? They lost the house. It's very sad, but it could have been a lot worse because Mr. Morowska and his wife were upstairs, and there's a 3 stories. And the way the fire was spreading and their smoke alarms didn't work. And the way that the fire was spreading and the smoke and stuff, if they didn't get up when they got up, they probably would have gotten trapped. They would have gotten smoke inhalation, and they wouldn't have survived." He said, "This is the first time we've ever heard of a chicken saving people's lives in a fire." And Mr. Roscoe was thinking, "Wow, all that money I spent on that coop, well, it paid off, I guess." And anyway, they had to go live in temporary place till their house is rebuilt. They're probably still living there. And they didn't know what to do with Cluck Cluck. So they called Mr. Kruger and they said, Mr. Kruger, and they told him all the whole story. And they said, can you watch Cluck Cluck? We'll pay you for the food. We'll pay you for the housing. Just, we need some place to keep her. And he said, oh, don't worry about the money. I'll take her. Sure, I'll take her back. And so he took Cluck Cluck back. Now, do you think he felt the same way about Cluck Cluck? No, at first he thought, this is a lame chicken. I mean, literally and figuratively lame. But now, that chicken is the most valuable chicken. The other way that I know that he's proud of Cluck Cluck is because there was a picture of him in the paper. I don't know if they put it up there or not. But that's Mr. Kruger, and that's Cluck Cluck. And you can see the smile in his face. He knows that that's a very valuable chicken, probably the most valuable chicken that he ever raised because it saved his neighbor's lives. You can see Cluck Cluck there. She's so cute. You know what? Sometimes we think that someone else is lame. We say, oh, they can't do anything. Or sometimes we think ourselves. We think, I can't do that as well as they can. I can't do anything. And sometimes even people tell us that we're worthless. But you know what? None of those are true and none of them are right. Because God made us all special and he all has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. And sometimes you can't even tell, like Cluck Cluck, she seemed like she was the worst chicken, but she turned out to be very special, and we're all very special. So just remember that, not to just judge on what things look like, okay? So let's say a prayer now. Let's all bow our heads and say a prayer. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for saving Mr. Moroska and his wife, and we pray that they will help them to rebuild their house, and thank you for Cluck Cluck and letting her have a special purpose. And we ask that you help us, each one of us, to recognize that we are your children and that we are all unique and we all have a special plan and purpose. Thank you. Amen. Okay.